Morning.
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 I guess before we get started, we've had some changes this morning. This week, one of the boys, I think it was Wally, was ill, and they had to take him to the doctor and found out it was a sinus infection, okay? So Paul has to notify his work if he's around anyone who possibly could be sick. You know, he had a fever and he was, you know, sick on the stomach and all this stuff. So they have told Paul that he had to go home from work that day and he had to be tested for COVID, and he is on quarantine right now. Well, he wasn't, you know, he knew he had had a test and it was negative and everything, and he thought he was okay, but found out that when you are on quarantine, you can't be out there preaching and doing and being with people, you know. Even he thought it was just for his work. And so he's not sick. I think Wally still is under the weather, but the rest of the family, they're okay. But as a precaution, his work put him on quarantine. So he didn't know what to do, and we said, well, you probably should go home. So he's out of here. He's not preaching today. Like I say, it's not that he's sick. It's just a precaution. And I know, you know, I said, you know, it's just one of those things we really can't control that. I mean, they could say, well, we'll just close your church down. I mean, you know, if you don't do what they ask you to do. So pray for Paul and for the family and everyone who's suffering with this. COVID, the people who have it, the people who are in danger of having it, the people who are, you know, as we know, you know, the workers who are out there working with people every day, that they have contact with these people. And then pray that, it, you know, we would get it solved, that we would get, if it takes a vaccine, that if that's, you know, the way the Lord wants to go with it, that we would get a vaccine that will work. So we just need to pray for the whole situation. So today, we won't be having preaching per se. We'll have scripture, we'll have our opening, we'll have our praise time and things, and we'll praise the Lord. And you know, I did hear a thing this morning which was really beautiful, and then we'll get started. But last Saturday, there were thousands of people who went to D.C. to praise God, and I didn't hear about it until this morning. And Jensen Franklin was one of the speakers, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And those people, thousands and thousands, and if you remember what last Saturday was like, it was raining, and it was cold. And those people stood down there and praised God. And he was saying, you know, that, you know, that's what we need to do. When we're going through all this stuff, we have to praise God, because God will hear our praises and he will answer our prayers. And we do, he wants us to praise him. And I'm thinking, if we do nothing else this morning but praise God, we've accomplished something for him. And it is hard when you're going through a hard time to be joyful. But, you know, don't let Satan steal your joy, because that's where our strength is. So, that being said, just pray, you know, and I know you are, for the election and all the things that are going on in this world. So, just wanted you to understand, you know, what we were going to tell you. We just fired Paul and booted him out. We had pastor appreciation, and a couple weeks later we booted him out, you know. But anyway, so that being said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So,
yesterday.
Oh, he said yesterday.
Reformation Day.
Reformation Day.
The day that Martin Luther King nailed his 95 theses to the All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany.
He means Martin Luther.
What did I say?
You said Martin Luther King. Oh. But that's okay.
It seems that I could go all the
I know, right, right, yeah, right. But yes, it was Reformation Day. And I didn't know, that's when the Protestant church began,
yes,
right? I mean,
yes,
that's when he went against the Catholic
Protestant
church.
Is
yes. Okay? So, praise the Lord. Please stand for the call for worship. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Okay. Now, what I would like to do, I hope you will indulge me on this. I have always, there's just a lot, there's a good many verses. I hope you don't mind if I read them. In Psalm 37, there's a lot of promises that God makes to us, and it is a beautiful psalm. It is a psalm of David, and we're going to do the chapter, just read that chapter 37. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and joy, enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and the needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish, and the Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish, vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land. But those he curses will be cut off. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young, and now I am old.
Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be protected forever, but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. The law of his God is in his heart. His feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives. But the Lord will not leave them in the power or in their power or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Wait for the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen the wicked and the ruthless man flourishing like a green tree in its native soil, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. But all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Powerful words, aren't they? And I hope they encourage your heart. The Lord will be with us. He'll take us through whatever valleys we have to go through. So, all hearts and minds clear, we'll sing our final hymn. Please stand to sing 393.